Thanks for listening to us. It's Real Life. I'm your host, Kristen Riddick. And of course, it is the day where it is on Thankful Thursdays, where we talk about community and home. We have a good segment today on the home front, and that is with my friend Chris Taylor. He's the president and CEO of Taylor Homes. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Great, Kristen. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Doing good. The weather is beautiful. It's a nice day, and can't complain.
Sure. It's beautiful outside. Good day to be building some houses, right?
Exactly. Perfect day to go out and look at some homes. That's a good point. So one of the things, you and I got a chance to visit in person last week, and one of the things that came from that discussion was the concept of the renting, buying an existing home, or building a home.
Right.
And right now in the marketplace, I think a lot of people, and this is just my take on it from talking to my friends that are in the real estate market, people that are doing property management, there is this thought process. A lot of people are spending a lot of money on rent. I mean, and the rental market is fantastic right now.
It's booming right now.
It is.
Absolutely booming.
And yesterday, I was actually over at my friend's office that does real estate and property management, and we were chatting about a commercial thing that I'm helping him with, and islands to rent that range from $1,300, Chris, to $2,500 a month.
Wow.
Right?
Oh, my goodness. We could get them into a brand new home where they want it, the color they want it, the size they want it, for a lot less than that.
Right. So it's kind of crazy what people are spending on that kind of stuff. So that's one of the reasons why I think it's really important to talk about how to make this work and why there's there are, like anything else in life, there's pros and cons to everything.
Absolutely.
Right.
There is.
So let's talk about the pros. Let's talk about first the pros on rental market, because we've got a lot of people are out there that might be listening today. Maybe it's them or their daughter or their son-in-law and or whoever that are renting. And let's talk about the pros and cons.
Okay.
What's your thoughts on that?
Well, as far as the pro of renting, I mean, obviously there's no maintenance. I mean, if you're not a very handy kind of person or just don't want to keep up with the responsibilities of home ownership, I mean, there's one of the biggest benefits of renting is that there's no maintenance cost.
Right.
And then there's, another advantage as well is, from a tax standpoint, there's no property taxes.
But the flip side of that...
Those two things alone are pretty attractive to a certain segment of the population.
Right, so those are two positives. But the negative on that is, you say, no property taxes or higher insurance, right? Because renter's insurance is a lot lower than having homeowner's insurance. However, the flip side is you don't have that tax deduction.
Right.
Which is a huge tax deduction. Your mortgage interest is a huge tax deduction if you itemize.
Right. Another con for as far as renting goes, I mean, is obviously with a new home versus renting. When you're renting, there's no equity. I mean, your money's just going right into it, and the landlords are certainly the ones winning that game, and it works well for them. And again, it attracts to certain segments of the country and as far as certain lifestyles. But from an investment standpoint, it just doesn't, for long term, it doesn't pay off.
Yeah, I agree with you. So that's one of the things that that's definitely. Those are some of the pros and cons of renting. And I think a lot of people have been apprehensive of jumping into the buying market. But our market in Louisville and the region has been incredibly stable.
Yes, it has. It's hung in there a lot better than what most of the markets are right now.
Yeah. So we have a pretty good market. And we're going to talk about this a little later in the show about how your homes have appreciated. But in general, one of the advantages of buying a home, an existing home, or building a home is this huge, it could be the best investment you ever make in your life.
Exactly.
Right?
It's often one of the largest investments that you would ever make, but that's exactly what it is. It's a lifetime investment. And it's going to appreciate in value, and there's tons of benefits from new home ownership, and that's what we do is to help educate our buyers to understand that much better.
Yeah. So so let's talk about existing homes. A lot of people think that is, in a lot of respects, an easier fit for them. They can go out, they can see what they're getting in some and I'm saying that in a way because I know that sometimes you really don't see what you're getting.
Right.
But they see what they're getting. They know that they can put a contract on this house and potentially close in 35, 40, 60 days or whatever.
Right.
So that's a great thing if you're on a time frame potentially.
Right. And that's, if you're one of those impulse buyers and you're looking around and looking for something that you want to get into, I mean, that's certainly the case. You can, you know, find something and move into it a lot quicker than you could with new home construction. But you don't necessarily know what you're buying until you get into it, and that's where, you know, some of the pros and cons start weighing out again.
Yeah, so that's one of the things, and I'm going to talk about this for a second from the real estate perspective, and that is, even though you do have the opportunity to have the home inspected, you have the opportunity to have somebody survey the property if you're not sure where the landmines are. You have the opportunity to have somebody look at the foundation. You have somebody, you can have an electrician come. You can have a plumber come. And all those things, and you know, but at the end of the day, you make all these conscientious efforts to do the best job you can with it, but it does not mean that you're not, something still isn't made be discovered after you close on the house, even with due diligence. That's just
exactly
the way it is.
Because, I mean, there's a lot of things that could be behind the wall, especially depending on the age of the home. I mean, how it's been, you know, remodeled or covered over and things of that nature. And as you mentioned, I mean, there's plenty of great home inspectors around the Louisville market that do a tremendous job doing that. But it's still, there's so many unknowns with an existing home that, you know, those surprises pop up. And, you know, the maintenance of an existing home is usually considerably more than what a new home would be. You know, with mechanical items to roofing to structural and things of that nature. You know, as far as the inspectors, I mean, you can get your in-laws to come in and inspect it as well, but it doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to catch everything that's
right
behind those walls or those type of issues that would be on an existing home.
Yeah. It's funny you bring that up, because everybody, when they first get their homes, always bring in the parents, you know.
Exactly.
Is that
yeah.
It's always the... But the other thing that we're talking about here that's important is not only the structure of the home and the maintenance, but also one of the things that's really becoming much more prominent for all of us, we should be much more cognizant of it, is the energy efficiency of a home.
Right, exactly. And that's where we can really separate ourselves from existing homes or anything else that's out there. A new home will be 45% more efficient than an existing home that's out there in the market. And an energy smart home, which is all Taylor homes are energy smart homes these days, is 15% more efficient even than compared to another new home that's not Energy Smart or Energy Star. So there's a lot of advantages and benefits of new home construction just from the utility standpoint.
Yeah, and that is, I think, so let's talk about on the building side, pros and cons, because I think for a lot of people, the concept of building seems exciting in some ways, you know, like I get to pick things out and it's really exciting, but on the other hand, it's kind of daunting.
It can be a little bit overbearing to, you know, at the beginning, you kind of start getting your head around it, and it starts coming together like a puzzle, but that's where we come in at. I mean, we are service providers, and we've been doing this for many, many years, and built thousands and thousands of homes, and honestly, you know, we've made about every mistake you can make in this industry, and I don't say that in a bragging way, but we're saying it in a way that, you know, we've learned the ropes of this industry over, you know, dozens and dozens of years and thousands of homes, and what we do with our service providing aspect of it is make sure that the customers get through that process as smoothly as possible, and, you know, make sure that they get what they want, where they want it, and try to make that transition as pain-free as possible. So in the end, they're going to really appreciate that new Taylor home.
Yeah, so somebody comes in, this is a probably good example, somebody comes in and they have, we'll use a different thing, they have a lot already, maybe,
right,
or something. What are some of the things that, some of the typical things that you or the team go through with people to see if this is the right fit to build and how to do that? And what are some of the biggest objections you typically see?
Well, that's a good point as far as the lot goes. Obviously, the lot dictates a lot of what size the home is going to be to what the cost of the home is going to be. Because, you know, the biggest variable with building a home is going to be usually in the foundation.
Okay.
If you have a lot that slopes drastically, then you're going to have a considerable amount of an expense. But if you got a typical lot that has a general slope to it, if it's going to be on a basement or a crawl space, those are typically pretty workable. And what our team does, we go out and we shoot elevations of the lot and get all that stuff, discussed and laid on the table as far as how high the house is going to set and the elevations, and go over that before we even break ground on construction. And
that sets
our customers' expectations correct where it needs to be at. So that's what we do from the very beginning.
Okay. And so when people come in, what are some of their normal concerns outside of how to deal with a lot?
Size and design.
Okay.
And, you know, obviously, our
what about the time frame?
Is, you know, it's certainly going to be it's going to be their house, and it's a Taylor home, but we want to make sure that they get this house where they want it, and we're extremely flexible. So, you know, some people come to us with our price range thinking that we're not going to make a lot of modifications, and we'll change a door swing here and there, but we are truly, you know, in this business to cater to our customers' needs. So flexibility is huge to our customers, and we make sure that we meet that.
All right, I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about this cool informatic design, this thing you guys have on your website. I want to let people know about so they can go out and utilize it. So
we'll infographic.
Infographic. Thank you. Yeah. We'll be right back with more on Real Life. Welcome back. Thanks for joining us. You're listening to Real Life. I'm your host, Kristen Riddick, and it is Thankful Thursdays, and I'm glad to have you with us this morning. I want to remind folks that the Colts Fan Fest is happening on June 28th. You can go. It's going to be in New Albany, and it's going to be from 5 to 7 in the Riverside Amphitheater. So if you are a big Colts fan, the Colts players, the cheerleaders, and a free concert is going to be happening. It's a tribute to Tom Petty is the deal on it. Joining me this morning is my friend Chris Taylor. He's the president and CEO of Taylor Homes, and we've been talking about the advantages of renting versus buying existing home versus building a home. So I think, Chris, good morning again. How are you?
I'm doing great. Fantastic.
One of the things we talked about before the break was this cool infographic that you guys have. And if folks want to find it, if you go out to taylorhomes.com, click the button that says floor plans, and then you'll go to the floor plans page and you'll see an infographic button. Click that, and it's a great visual. If you're sitting down with your spouse, or you've got kids maybe that are grown that are thinking about making their first purchase, this would be a really nice visual to share with people that kind of puts it all together.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, it makes it really easy to kind of figure out what should I be doing. And the title of it is the American Dream Still Attainable?
Yes.
And the answer is... Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes, it is. So we are very fortunate because we have very affordable housing in this region of the country, I think. And we didn't have all the ups and downs that other people had. But one of the things that I think is always a concern for people who build it, if you buy an existing home, you have a much better sense of, if you're looking at it from an investment standpoint, I can look around me and I can see what else everything is appreciated. I can see how this home is appreciated. I have a better sense of where my investment's going to take me. And so one of the concerns I think sometimes people have with building is this going to be an investment that's going to increase in value over my expense?
Absolutely, and it's a huge it's a good investment, obviously, but it's a great return on your money over a period of time. Because your investment is going to continue to appreciate, where, you know, renting, you know, as opposed to renting, that's certainly not going to be the case. And with an existing home or used home, as we like to compare ourselves to, there's just not the same advantages from an investment standpoint. Our homes typically appraise, Kristen. This is, you know, even in this market, we just got a letter recently from a customer we closed a house out for, and they're just elated with their home and the quality and the service. But one of the things that they put in this letter of recommendation is that their house appraised for $70,000 upon completion of their, you know, after their total investment. And that just, that's a good testament to how our house still appraise.
$70,000, I want to make sure people understand this, over what they paid for it.
Their overall investment, including their land, their outside improvements, the purchase of the home, their appraisal came in at $70,000 more than what they paid for. So that's a good feedback from our customers, and that's just not a just unheard of kind of an odd scenario. I mean, that's a common thread that we get from our customers, even in today's markets. You know, even with housing, you know, houses are, you know, appraisals are tight today, and we certainly understand that. And it's not, you know, how it used to be in back in the glory days, as I used to say. But our houses still appraise very well, and it's a great investment. Even if it's just for a break even, I mean, if there's no, you know, equity from the day that you move in, it's going to appreciate in value. But with our concept of construction and how we, you know, have buying power and the ability to save our customers money, they have instant equity usually when they move in.
Yeah. So, but I think that that's really something that we really need to talk about as far as if you're finding a builder, because I don't think that that, you know, that you can just make a blanket statement that you're going to get those kind of appraisal values across the board. I mean, from my perspective as used to doing real estate, to get something that's appraised over what you pay for it is very unusual.
Yes.
It is. I mean, it's very, very unusual. And I mean, it was a little more common before 2008, but since 2008, I mean, appraisers really got, I mean, not that I'm, you know, in some ways, unfairly had the finger pointed at them. Very unfairly in some respects. There's a lot of good people out there that do that work, but it is very difficult to get something that is appraised over what you pay for it. And to get something that's $70,000 over is just kind of blows my mind. So those are stories that you really, as a consumer, as somebody who's looking for a home, you need to ask those questions and get those kinds of recommendations from your builder.
Exactly. And, you know, that's what we, you know, do as our course of action. I mean, we don't make a lot of house, a lot of money off of each individual house. And I shared this with you before, but for our listeners today, you know, our concept is that we have a lot of buying power. We can buy a 2x4 in a yard of concrete much less expensively than what our competitors can. And at the end of the day, there's a lot of material that we purchase in labor and material, and we literally pass those savings along to our customer, but we make it up in the volume standpoint without, and I repeat, without sacrificing quality, because we've got, you know, quality control checklists to make sure that the homes are up to par. They pass and exceed all inspections, not just county inspections and state inspections, but our critical quality control inspections. So, you know, you get the quality, but you also get the affordability aspect of it as well. And at the end of the day, we get a lot of referrals because the house is a good quality home, and the customers get their appraisal in, and they love it.
Well, and, you know, here's the thing. That's the kind of things that you need to ask when you sit down with somebody. You know, because the other thing that I think people have a conception, that have this misconception on is, and it depends, though. I mean, it could be a misconception, or in some cases it could be true. If you are building a house and you're not looking around you to make sure that everything else is retaining its value, and you don't know, you know, you're not sure about, you've got to do your homework and make sure that you're purchasing in the right place with the right type of builder, and it's going to have, you know, the right value proposition, that when you finish that construction, that you don't have to sit on, if something changes and you get a job offer in St. Louis, that 3 years from now you can sell that house.
Right, get up underneath of it, you can sell it, make a profit on it. You know, we have a lot of customers even today. I mean, they'll build a house, they'll live in it for a few years, 4 or 5 years, and they'll sell it and they'll come back and do it again. We've had customers, Christian, that would build a house with us, and before they could even get it completed, they would have it sold, and they just build another one. And they make money on it. And they
kind of blame
it all on us, and we'll take the credit and the blame for that matter, whatever it might be.
Right.
But it's a good investment for our customers, and it works for our business model as well.
That's fantastic. Chris, we've got to go, but I appreciate you being on with me today. If you're interested in talking to the folks at Taylor Homes, I've been out to their model. It's right out there past the Summit is one of the locations, right off of 71. And go out and you can check out things in person with them. No obligation. Just go out and check it out. And if I want to mention, like, if you have a lot or a certain area of town that you're interested in, they will build pretty much anywhere in any of the counties they serve. So don't think that you have to buy or, you know, in a certain location. I think that's a really nice feature that you guys have.
Yeah, we can get out there for you. We get models, you know, like you just mentioned, the one on 71 and 2 on I-65 at the Brooks exit. And we got models from Nashville to Indianapolis to Paducah to Cincinnati and Owensboro and, you know, all points in between. So it's really hard to get out of our build radius, but they can get more information at taylorhomes.com.
Okay. And if you want to go out, I'm going to put this link on our Facebook page, but the infographic that I was telling you about, go out to Taylor Homes, click the floor plan. But I am going to forward this to Jason, and we'll put it up on our Facebook pages. If you're thinking about, should I keep renting and paying, you know, $1,500 a month or $800 a month, check this out, and it'll give you a good kind of benchmark to use. So
I appreciate that. It's all about, you know, educating.
Exactly. Thanks, Chris. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you so much. You too, Kristen.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.